If you live in Como and you've bought some fruit, we have some news for you. Rosalie McCauley can tell us more. She's the Biosecurity Manager at the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. Rosalie, good afternoon.
Hello, Ollie. Hello, listeners.
What has happened in Como?
Well, in Como, sort of it's a bit of a long story, but Western Australia, we have area freedom for Queensland fruit fly. And so to back up our claims that we haven't got it, we've got a monitoring array of 1,900 traps in the Perth metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
And so they enable us to see if we've got or to detect Queensland fruit flies. And unfortunately, we've spotted some Queensland fruit flies in the Como area. So that means we have to eradicate them as soon as possible. And to do that, we're asking for the residents of Como, South Perth, Carrawarra and a little bit of Kensington to work with us to make sure we get rid of that pest as soon as possible.
Okay, so anybody who might be growing their own fruit and vegetables could be at risk here.
Yes, most definitely. So our area of freedom means that our horticultural industries can sell the products into premium markets. Having Q-fly here could stop that. And the other bad thing about Q-fly is that they basically wreck backyard fruit and veg.
Okay, so if you live in Como, Carrawarra, South Perth or Kensington this afternoon, what do you need to do, Rosalie?
Okay, what you need to do is take action to stop or make sure that there's absolutely no chance Queensland fruit fly could be breeding in your backyard. So to do that, what we're asking you to do is make sure you eat your fruit and veg. Basically, as it ripens, pick it off and eat it, and pick up the stuff that falls on the ground. Please pick it up. And what you can do for the fallen fruit is have some big black plastic bags in your backyard. Pick up the fallen fruit and veg, stick it in the bags, make sure the bags are in the hot sun for at least 3 days because that kills any larvae or eggs in there. And then you can just dispose of that into the normal rubbish. The other really important thing that you need to do is adhere with the quarantine conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking you all, if you live in that quarantine area, to please make sure you don't take home-grown fruit and veggies out of the quarantine area. And I can't really explain to you exactly where the quarantine area is, so I'm asking you, anyone in those areas to go to the department's website and have a look at the quarantine or the boundaries of the quarantine area, so then you'll know exactly if you are affected or not affected.
All right, that website, agric.wa.gov.au, which is agric.wa.gov.au. And if anybody suspects the Q flies in their backyard, you also have the opportunity to send it a picture to the My Pest Guide Reporter app. How does that work, Rosalie?
Fantastic, Ollie. I'm so happy you know about My Pest Guide Reporter. So this is an app that's available free from the Apple and the Android store. So you download the app and then you can use the app to take photos of pests and quickly and easily send them to us. And what we do, we have a look at the photo and we identify the pest and we send a message back to your phone and tell you what it is. And so the app is amazing in that it helps you to know what you've got, but it also helps us to be aware of what pests are around. And, you know, we do realise that not everyone has a smartphone, or if they have a smartphone, they don't want to use it. So as a backup, you can call our Pest and Disease Information Service on 9368 3080 to let us know if you suspect you've got any Queensland fruit flies in your backyard.
All right, that number again, 9368 3080, or you can download the app My Pest Guide Reporter. Rosalie McCauley, really appreciate your time on Perth Live. Thank you so much.